What do you call a variety of corn that that you serve on the cob as opposed to type you use for feed? What do you call that?
Sweet corn or roast and ears. Well, we're not too many people call them roast and ears, but quite a few people do.
Sweet
too.
Corn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the East, what was it they called it?
Sugar corn.
Corn sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar corn.
Yeah, sugar corn.
Sugar corn.
Do you have any type of melons that you'd use for...
We wondered about that sugar corn bit, yeah. Whether it was different than sweet corn or not.
Yeah, I read something about some kind of new hybrid that was real, real sweet.
That might have been what that was, but we didn't try any of it.
So many stands advertise sugar corn and butter.
Mm-hmm. In Rhode Island and Massachusetts both. Mm-hmm. Stands along the road all had sugar corn and butter.
And butter. So I don't know what
I
the
think
connection
it's just
was.
A white sweet corn. I don't know.
Yeah, I did read something about a new hybrid that they
We wondered about that all the time we see it because we never see it.
Another thing we all wondered about was these pizza places. They had grinders.
Italian grinders.
What's a grinder?
Oh, it's a sandwich. Like a hoagie or a submarine, I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
All right. You know more than I do about that then.
But they all have grinders.
I was going in one place to find out in Newport yesterday, and they were open.
Yeah, well, we don't know what grinders are.
You have
are.
To go back.
Yeah. It was pizza, tacos, and all this, and grinders.
If you have a melon not as big as a watermelon or anything, but a melon that you eat for breakfast, mm-hmm. What do you call that?
Muskmelon. I suppose cantaloupe.
That's what I call them. Mm-hmm. Lots of people.
Which would you call it?
Muskmelon.
Okay.
And a lot of people call them cantaloupes. It's still a muskmelon, although a cantaloupe is a little different than a muskmelon. They're the same kind of stuff, but there is a little difference.
Okay, a lot of times, well, let's see, if you want to go to a fancy steakhouse, say, and you get something on top of your steak, you say it's smothered with...
Mushrooms or onions?
Yeah, mushrooms is what it is.
Mushrooms.
Yeah. What's the thing that you don't want to eat that looks like a mushroom?
Toadstools.
Is that what you'd call them, Mr.?
Yeah.
Yeah, toadstools? Okay.
You could call them poison mushrooms.
I don't know, toadstools.
There's
supposed to be about 1,400 varieties of them.
Yeah, I know, you wouldn't want to be an amateur in that.
I know you wouldn't.
There's something that looks sort of like a pumpkin, only it's smaller and it's yellow. What do you
gourd?
Call it?
Gourd?
Or?
Squash.
Squash.
Yeah. Okay. The next thing has to do with, again, why don't you watch the time? And what I had said, sorry with you, if we're about, I guess, two-thirds of the way through, or maybe a little bit more, because we've been picking up a lot of conversational stuff that's towards the end of
So if we work about 15 minutes more,
that's
that
perfectly all right.
Yeah.
And then if we could come back later.
Yeah, we thought we'd maybe go out and get something to eat, and then I think we can finish up in about an hour after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like.
Well, that's just fine.
That would be great. The next thing has to do with different types of animals, of various sort of wild animals. Do they have any owls around here?
Owls?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's one little one sits up in the tree once in a while, a little screech owl, I suppose. You don't hear it because you're
me
he's hard of hearing. But, yes, we have a little
sleep,
screech owl.
I don't hear. I quit hearing when I go to sleep.
Well.
Is that what you call that kind of owl?
Screech owl.
Screech owl. Yeah. There is a little screech owl.
Mm-hmm.
How about other kinds of owls?
Hoot owl.
Hoot owl. And you got big horned owls. Well, there's several varieties of them around. I don't know too much about them.
I don't know either.
You don't see them too often, but if you tried, you could find them.